All right, let's get to a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, is this Carrie?
Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, thanks for allowing us to give you a call and chat about your situation. Kind of walk us through what's going on.
Okay, so years ago, I was engaged to a guy who ended up cheating on me.
That jerk!
Wow.
Sorry, that's just a reaction that I have.
Emotional response.
Yeah.
Yeah, we broke up,
yeah,
of course, but he begged me for another chance. And, you know, against my better judgment, I let him back in.
Oh.
We were together for a couple years.
Okay, how'd that work out?
Well, eventually he broke up with me again.
Oh.
Yeah, this time it was because he was moving out of state. I don't think he cheated on me that time.
Okay, not for sure, but all right. Mostly it was the move, though, with the second breakup?
I think, yeah, bad timing, the move. I wanted to stay. He wanted to move for the job.
Okay. All right. Sure. We'll give him that.
So that was 2 years ago, and I feel like I'm finally, like, over him.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's back in town, and he's reached out, and he wants to meet for coffee.
So wait, did he move back to town, or is he visiting?
He moved back to town.
Oh.
And you didn't block his number the second time he broke up with you?
Well, listen, the second time it was for the job.
All right. Sorry. Continue. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. Okay.
Yeah. So here's my dilemma. Like, I'm torn because I'm finally at a place where I feel like I'm over him.
Yeah.
But what if I'm missing out on, like, the love of my life?
Ooh. This is tough because the second breakup is understandable, but the first breakup still is that stain on your history with him that is going to be tough, I think, for many in the peanut gallery to look past. Mm. How did he rectify that for you to give him a second chance initially?
Oh, like, with the cheating?
Did he promise that it's never going to, was it a one-time thing? Was it an ongoing thing?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Yeah, and it was
I slipped and fell. Well, yeah, we just happened to not have clothes on. I slipped. It's understandable, right?
But you somehow were able to. You were convinced that it would never happen again to take him back.
He totally convinced me that it was a one-time thing. You know, big mistake in judgment, would never happen again.
Yeah,
and I believed him.
Yeah.
My other problem is, if he loved you enough, why did he break up with you when he moved? Why not try to continue long distance and figure out if there was going to be, if you were either going to change your mind about moving for him, or if that was going to be a long-term move for him, or if, because now he's back.
Yeah,
like, because he left and didn't want to continue trying long distance.
Yeah, does, I mean, that bother you guys? You guys were more than just boyfriend girlfriend. You were engaged at one point. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
were you engaged?
Yeah,
we were engaged. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's they were engaged. Then he cheated on you, right? Is that was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, and then that's kind of what spiraled
ended
everything.
Engaged. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, we did just not get engaged the second time.
Okay. Right.
Did you talk about it?
We toyed with the idea, but I think we were just kind of like on different paths in different places.
Okay. And now maybe you're thinking,
and you're
what
thinking,
if the paths are aligned?
Yeah,
now?
The world has brought him back into your life.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now we're just contemplating coffee. But what coffee could signify?
Yes, I was going to say,
right.
it could be a door opening to maybe your future. And maybe he has changed. And you know what? People can change. People can change.
They can.
I mean, people grow.
You can grow.
I hear the hope in your voice. He can grow.
I know.
It sounds like you want to go. It does.
I kind of want you to go and then report back on how that goes.
Well, but we don't want to send her life into a spiral like of constantly opening up her heart to this person who continually
we're not helping at all, because we were just like, yeah, go. And now it's just like, oh, maybe you shouldn't go, because then you're opening your heart. What if you get hurt again?
I know. All right. Carrie, we already have some people that are texting in who've been in your situation.
Yes, but be prepared, because sometimes they put the brutal in the honesty. Okay.
So I think she understands what she's getting.
Put your little armor on and just kind of take it. It's not a personal attack. They're trying to help you. It's coming from a place of wanting to help.
I think I can do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, Carrie, hang tight. Thank you so much for allowing us to chat with you. And
very interesting situation.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully we can help you out here.
Okay.
Yeah. Kara texts in and says, no. Girl, your love of your life is not a yo-yo. Block him. You need to move on.
Alexis, all caps. Run, Forrest, run.
Jared.
No text, absolutely not, honey. He is not the love of your life if he cheated on you. That's no for me, dog.
Are you still in the camp of just go and see what happens?
No, I'm not.
Thinking of this show?
I know. But
show first, Kelly.
Here's the thing. I do have a heart.
I know.
Because my husband and I broke up before we ended up getting engaged and ending up together.
So you see that there could be a can happen,
but there was no cheating in my situation. It's the cheating, I think, that a lot of people are going to have a hard time getting past.
Tell us your story, because you've been through this, maybe. 502-795-1997. Your story's coming up next. Should she or should she not go back with, get a cup of coffee with an ex-fiance? It's 99.7 DJX.
Who, they've broken up twice.
Yeah.
Once for cheating, once because he moved.
Yeah, he moved out of state for a job, just moved back apparently, hit her up. She's like, the wounds have just healed. What do I do?
Yeah, Derek is like, YOLO, lick the stamp, send it. Got another text. My husband and I broke up our engagement when we were younger. And still married almost 10 years later. We always say to look at your growth and the other person's growth. If you feel you've both changed and the reason for the breakup isn't a factor anymore, look into it. However, cheating is not something that I think I could ever forgive.
Now, she said that he claims it was just a one-time thing. It was a mistake, et cetera, et cetera. Terry said meeting for a cup of coffee doesn't mean he wants to get back together. Okay, yes, but
why?
The implication. Exactly.
Why bother then?
Hey,
Amy. There wasn't ulterior motives.
Yeah, what's your take?
For me, the cheating is out. I don't have any tolerance for that. But as far as the boomerang issue, so my husband, I met him when I was 14, and he was 17. And we broke up half a dozen times. And finally, when I was 21, we said, we're either breaking up or getting married. We got married, and we just celebrated 35 years.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
So, yeah. So, I mean, your part of your story is the fact that you guys were just young and teenagers and stuff like that.
Yes. But the whole boomerang thing where we just kept coming back to each other was the point I was trying to make.
Yes, no, but there was no cheating.
Knowing the cheating, what would you say?
Oh, I'm done. No second chance.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Karen said the love of my life was married, broke up, kept trying to crawl back, separated, opened my heart again, he divorced. Together again for 9 years after finding out he was engaged to another poor soul. I kicked him to the door, which to this day, my heart hurts. It isn't worth the pain.
Wait.
Leave it alone.
Wait, so she was with him for 9 years and then found out that he was also seeing someone else?
I guess.
Yeah,
that's a long, long road to find out.
And there's a lot of people, you know, like Lisa, who said, I can't be the only one screaming no at my phone. I was in a back and forth cycle with a guy for 10 years. Please don't do that to yourself. He easily walked away once for another woman, then a second time for a job. No. You deserve someone who gives you consistency on top of everything else. So
Ashley says, this is what I like to call being held emotionally hostage. I don't recommend going.
I mean, this Hollywood makes movies about this.
They really do. And the fact is that you did all this work to really get to a place where you could move on.
Yeah.
Don't let him pull you back in and undo everything that you worked on.
Okay, I tell you what.
Because, and like a lot of people said, there's many more fish in the sea who have not ever cheated on you.
True. Carrie, our overarching...
We're landing
I think we're landing on don't go.
Don't even think it's
though, gonna be worth it. Even though it's like, it's just a cup of coffee.
Two reasons. the cheating initially, and the second time he didn't want to try to work on a long distance relationship.
Yeah,
he just
wild.
Broke up with you.
Right. He's like, I don't think it's going to work. I'm moving.
You, yeah. He let you go twice.
Yeah. One, yeah. Both of them emotional.
Yes.
Okay. Carrie, good luck. Can we follow up with you on...
I need to know what she decides on
Monday. Because I feel like this coffee date's happening soon.
Right.
So if we can follow up, Monday, that'd be great. All right. All right.
Okay.
That's group therapy.
No pressure.
99.7 DJX.